What's going on, everyone? I'm Patrick.
And I'm Karma.
We're the products of public school. And most importantly, we're a show that's overly sarcastic, borderline offensive, with a touch of intentional ignorance. And we are here to read through and irresponsibly speculate through the internet clickbait dumpster fire garbage so you don't have to.
Indeed, sir. Now,
what do we got today?
Okay, you're going to love, love, love this. So, do you know how, have you heard that all of the airlines are now banning emotional support animals?
Oh, they're rolling back all that. We've always brought this up on many different podcasts. We've had many different conversations about
the emotional
support animal thing.
This is not going to be good.
It's going to end poorly.
Very bad.
It's going the wrong way.
And sure enough.
Especially when they started bringing emotional support badgers and things
peacocks,
like that.
Kangaroos,
badgers,
ponies.
Gorillas,
yeah.
Surprise the baby giraffe. There were the little hippos. Like, it was getting ridiculous. And then it was never going to end well.
But so, we said from the very first day.
We've been saying this for years. You can even trace it back.
You can.
It's on the internet.
Yep.
It's there.
So today's show title is going to be Emotional Support Animals Gone Wild.
Oh, so it finally happened, huh?
Just like Girls Gone Wild.
But with emotional support animals. On airplanes.
This is a variety of places.
Oh.
This is all over the place.
Well, because I've been, a bartender for so long that people try to bring in a lot of the emotional support animals as well.
But they're not legit.
They're different than service animals.
Yes!
They're
yes,
not the same
yes,
thing.
Yes.
But people try to act like it's the same thing. It's not the same
yes,
thing.
So I remember being at the mall one time, and there was a Tommy Hilfiger outlet store. And a lady tried bringing in an emotional support animal. It was like a little chihuahua or something. It was acting out of control. And the manager tried telling her, is this a service animal? Is this a service dog? Which clearly it's not. There just isn't such thing as a service chihuahua. And
there might be.
And the lady's like, no, this is my emotional support. And the manager said, we are no longer able to allow emotional supports unless it's a service dog. And then it ended up in a big screaming argument.
It always does.
Yeah, yeah. But the bottom line is, let's just keep it real, people. The majority, I'm probably going to get hate mail for this, and that's fine. The majority
products
of people.
Products of public school at gmail.com.
The majority of people who have emotional support, non-service dogs, just want to bring their pet with them to stores.
Yes.
That's honestly
85 to 90% of it.
And the reason I am saying this is because
it's true.
Do you remember when I went to Mexico or the Bahamas and I was sending you photos of all the dogs at the airport?
Yeah.
It
looked like a petting zoo.
It did. And those people.
Don't get me wrong. I love dogs.
Love dogs. Love petting zoos.
Love
them both.
Petting zoos.
Love
right,
all around.
Not hating on any of that.
However, when you're just trying to hang out with your pooch and you just want a free flight for them. And then remember the last flight that I went on? The seat in front of me had a emotional support pet. And it wasn't trained to sit in the seat. So this
dog. Because
it was
just a dog.
It's just a dog with a vest. It's just a dog.
Which you can get on Amazon.
A vest. Yes, you can. They actually sell them for bearded dragons, and I was going to get one for mine. Anyway, so this dog had the center seat, and it stood straight up the whole time with its asshole in the stranger's face who had the window seat and its face facing the owner. And it was one of those dogs whose tails stood straight up.
Oh, so the butthole was just chilling.
Butthole. Right on the dude's jaw.
Oh.
4.5 hour flight. Ass right there.
Well,
dog ass. Dog ass. Could you imagine if it was dog fart?
Oh, a dog fart right in your face?
Worst ever.
So you're saying that what's in this article is going to be worse than that?
I'm not sure. But what I can tell you is these are emotional support animals, not service dogs. I want to be very clear.
I'm all for service dogs.
Absolutely. They are, they're like $20,000
or more. Your emotional support pet should never give anyone else anxiety.
Your pet
always
is
bring
my
this up.
Pet. Like, we both own pets, and I'm not bringing my pet on the plane.
No, or the bus.
Or to Meijer, or Kroger. I'm just
to the
not
movie
bringing
theater.
It. No.
Right, I don't, the restaurants.
No.
Yeah, I can't have this quesadilla in this beer without my emotional support animal with me.
Yeah, who's not eating. They're just here.
They're just shitting on the floor and trying to bite everybody.
So, all right, let's get started.
All right. I'm excited.
I'm going to tell you two different emotional support animal gone wild stories, and you're going to pick, or we're going to pick, which is the wilder. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Story number one. Emotional support animal bites guest at hotel.
This everyone's seen coming. I've seen it at restaurants.
You've seen it?
Well, yeah. We're like little bitey, snippy
dog. Those little like
nips at people and like bites their ankles and shit as they walk by. And...
Well, didn't Glenn say he had one that was at the grocery store that tried to bite him?
Yeah, and he kind of like shook it off with his little leg.
Like not boot. He didn't boot it, but he kicked it off.
But he shook it off with his leg.
Like that's another thing, people. Do you want your dog to get hurt? Because a stranger, if your dog nips at them, they are going to punch it down.
How dare you question my emotional support and the need I have for it?
Like, your emotional support animal's going to need an emotional support animal.
The more the merrier at this point.
Yes. Okay. So, this person walked into the lobby after work. The hotel elevators are terrible. One opened as he walked up to the door. A man with a dog was waiting there. He then walked into the elevator and... The owner had the dog on a leash. He then assumed that the dog was facing away from him as he tried to exit the elevator. The dog then jumped at him, grabbed his hand, bit one of his fingers nearly off. He then jerked his hand out of the dog's mouth. He saw three giant puncture wounds. One was deep enough to bleed. So that's one giant puncture wound, not three, just saying.
So it broke the skin.
On one.
Okay, yeah. We're saying this guy might need an emotional support animal after this. He might be a little bit too sensitive.
He might need to borrow one.
Yeah, he's going to borrow that one.
He doesn't need to keep one. So anyway, this guy went immediately to the desk and told them, I was bitten by a guest's emotional support dog, blah, blah, blah. And then everything went on from there. They called the police. The police documented it. That's a whole bunch of blah, J-Splee. We don't even care about.
But everyone knows that that's one of the main things that's going to happen when you bring your emotional support animal into big public spaces is sometimes they might get startled or they might bite
or get wild
or wild
your
and bite
animal
somebody.
Might get
it's
wild.
Not a trained service dog.
It's not
it
it's
is
not.
A dog
or peacock or chicken
hippo
yeah
baby
anything
giraffe
it's
anything you
not
bring in
that.
With me
yeah
it's big it's difference. Just an animal at that
okay.
point it's not
so
trained so
article
of course it
number
might
one was
get
three,
bit.
Yeah, get bit, one puncture, even though he has three.
Oh, yeah,
three
broke
and,
the skin.
It's a three
I'm
and,
already
three
guessing
and one puncture.
This guy's probably embellishing it a little bit.
Yeah.
It probably broke the skin in one spot and there were some scrape
That's
marks.
What it sounds like.
Yeah, to me.
So let's just call that three and one puncture.
Three
okay.
and one puncture,
yes.
Okay.
All right, the next one, this comes to us from New Jersey. This is from CBS Philly in New Jersey. This is a... emotional support animal was a oh no a service dog named Beauty was at a mall when it was attacked by two emotional support animals.
Oh, so they jumped the service dog.
Yep, a man was using a kiosk. His two emotional support animals broke away from him.
Do you think these are like two warring factions in the animal world? The emotional support animals versus the actual service dogs and animals.
I'm just picturing
like they
a
see
dude.
Each other and then they just meet up and they fight in an alley every time they
yeah,
see each other.
This is my turf.
It's like the Mayans and then the Sons of Anarchy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Anytime they see each other, they you know they're kind of friendly, but they're not at the same time.
Right. This is probably a dude standing at the candy machine getting a Kit Kat. He goes to try to get the candy that's jammed in the machine out. He drops his two emotional support animal leashes, and they just go wild on this service
dog. See, I was thinking that the guy with the two emotional support dogs was probably the guy in the mall that was in the vibrating massage chairs, that the ones they sit down there, and he was zoning
Absolutely.
Out a little bit. And then both dogs ran out and
that
attacked the other dog.
Yep.
Because if he's got two emotional support dogs, he probably needs a little bit of a massage halfway through the mall walk.
Those aren't emotional support. You know,
those aren't massage
you
chairs.
No, it's like double pit bulls. He's just trying to look cool for the ladies.
It's all about the chicks bringing it to the mall. It really is. Because tell me, even if you're a fugly looking dude, if you got a
two
cute
little pugs
dog, yep. let alone two cute dogs. girls will talk to you
and
all
they're
day
twins
long.
Conversation starter slash panty dropper.
You will have
you
women
know it.
All over. It doesn't matter yep. what you look like. So that was his thing. It wasn't his emotional support. It's dude was trying to get laid.
He was just trying to get support.
He
period.
Was trying to get some
yeah,
support.
Yeah.
You're right.
So
that's not too bad though, but I can understand.
But do they train service dogs, real service dogs, how to fight off emotional support?
They need to teach the service dogs like jujitsu or something to self-defense.
Now that dog's going to be $120,000.
Yeah, right. I mean, you're going to have to train it judo.
They previously trained it how to open a door and get you a Coke. Now they got to train it how to defend against a group of dogs.
Apparently they just didn't teach it self-defense in all of those classes.
Oh my gosh.
Got its ass whooped.
Okay, so which is worse? We have the 3-in-1 puncture.
Which was lame, we think. Which
is super
lame. The guy
lame.
Sounds like he was making it up.
Or the service dog jump.
I think getting jumped by the
yeah,
two
totally agree. Totally
emotional
agree.
Support dogs onto the one service
yeah.
dog.
Especially if that dude was blind and that's his one
imagine
dog.
Imagine the guy, right? They got a support or his service dog.
Oh,
I keep getting
God.
Screwed up. His service dog gets fucked up, right? And then what? Now what if he needs
he has
that
nothing.
Service?
He has nothing.
Right.
He's just like, Fido, where are you? Like that'd be so terrible.
It's like
he's
being
just,
in a foreign country and your GPS goes out.
He just starts swinging his cane, just
right,
trying
he can't
to like,
see. His
yeah,
blood pressure goes all over the place.
Swinging.
Has a seizure because he was probably one of those dogs too. You could help
that
him before
is,
that.
That's seriously rotten.
Yeah, so,
and who brings two service dogs?
A
You're
guy trolling
a for
Poon that's
douche.
Sitting in the massage chair.
You are a douche. Okay, so then we have the service dog jump versus this one is emotional support dog bites a flight attendant and leaves her needing 5 stitches mid-flight, mind you. This isn't coming to the ground. This isn't taking off. Middle of the freaking flight, dog attack.
See, when I was a kid, and this is going to date me, but when I was a kid, if you brought your animal on the plane, it had to go in a crate.
No,
and they stuck it in the back with the cargo.
That, that was
and like all the luggage.
That was our entire lives until like 5 years ago.
Five, six years ago,
that's how it's going back to because
right,
of all
have
this shit.
If you have an animal with you, it goes in a crate and it goes yeah. back in there with the luggage.
Yeah. The other alternative is to tell your buddy or your friend, hey, can you come feed my cat? You don't need to bring it with you.
You don't, and you don't need it. So I can't sleep without my emotional support cat.
Then stay home. Stay home.
Flying's not for you, then.
It's not. Travel's not for you.
Travel is not
no,
for you.
No.
All right. People that walk around
so,
with a cat on their shoulders. The
this time. Flight left North Carolina and was headed to Dallas, Texas. The flight takes off. It gets up to the full capacity. And then this dog attacks a flight attendant. And
was the flight attendant asking for it? Not that it really matters.
Oh, short skirt, you mean?
She was asking for it. You see the way she was dressed?
Yes. So this dog attacks her. It bites her up. And the bites were so bad, she required stitches. So it had to return.
It latched on.
Oh, it must have latched.
Because the other guy that was in the elevator, it didn't require stitches. And they're like, one of them, there was blood. So he broke the skin.
Yeah.
This one that needs 5 stitches, it sounds
mid-air.
Like this
sounds traumatic.
Sounds like her whole hand got encompassed by this.
Yeah, this
beast
legit
of a,
sounds like a really bad day at work
again,
and a lot of work.
Your emotional
comp.
Support animal shouldn't give anyone else anxiety or stitches. For
but
that matter.
Even if you were the kid sitting in the seat next to the flight attendant who got attacked by someone else's dog, that kid's now going to be traumatized from flying.
Now this dog that's sitting across from me could possibly just attack my face while I sleep.
Or just, I never want to go on a plane again, Mom, because a dog...
There's rabid dogs running around
yes.
loose on there attacking yeah. people.
And if they can attack the flight attendant, they can attack you. So which do you think is worse? We now have the actual service dog being jumped by two dogs in a mall. Or we have mid-flight, the flight attendant being attacked and requiring stitches.
Because mid-flight.
So you know she bled out. To have to require 4 stitches. This is North Carolina,
Texas. And she's just
Texas.
Squeezing and holding it while she's on the flight the entire time, too.
Hopefully not a baby, because if she was a baby, she'd be screaming and crying.
She might have been, too. Who knows? But
traumatizing
so that
all
one's
the passengers.
Pretty tough. That one's pretty tough. So the emotional support animal gone wild on this one is just attacking. She was handing out peanuts or something, and the dog just was like, smack.
Oh, you know
grabbed
what?
Her arm.
I bet you're right.
I bet you it's something
that. That would actually make sense. She, like, the dog is the end seat or middle seat, just like the dog in front of
she's
me on the plane.
She's reaching over, dropping off food or something.
And it just latches right the F
and
on.
And then it wouldn't let go.
Because it's not a service dog.
It's just a dog.
Because if it was a service dog, it would have known what she's doing.
It would have opened the peanuts and handed them to the guy.
It would have. Yeah.
Because that's what good service dogs do.
And then put the guy's empty Coke bottle into the recycle
bin. And what really sucks is that she's up in the air on that.
Oh, yeah.
Saying. Like, there's not,
like, you're
is
losing
there a doctor
blood?
In the house?
No.
We're on the plane.
No, we're on a plane. Sorry, woman. Can you just hold it?
Right, the whole time. So that sucks.
Do you want an emotional support dog?
But
no.
Also, the guy that got his service dog taken out of service by the two emotional
non-service
support.
Non-service dogs. Oh, emotional support. Sorry. Yeah, yes, let's call them by their name.
It's getting real tough in here to navigate through this. But yeah, the two emotional support dogs that took out the service dog so it's no longer in service.
Jumped.
Yeah.
Like, they straight up attacked. Pack of wolves style.
Attacked, right.
Went
Velociraptor
in.
Style. A
yes.
Distracted one on here, mm-hmm. and he hit him from the
Jurassic
side.
Jurassic Park.
And took.
They Jurassic Parked the actual service dog.
So they took him out, and that guy could have needed that service dog.
Well,
what if
obviously,
he was blind?
The service dog's like.
Well, you don't just
grand.
Have one if you don't need the service
it's not
dog,
shits
right?
And giggles service
because
dog.
That would be an emotional support dog. And what do those do? They run out there and they jump service dogs.
Yes.
Okay.
And bite.
And bite people.
Shit. Yes. Okay. So if you had to choose which was going more wild, I know this is a tough choice.
I would have to say it's the two emotional support dogs jumping the one service dog and taking it out of commission at the mall.
All right, that was your choice. You're
that
sticking
was my choice.
To it.
It
okay.
Is.
Then we have an Alabama man was attacked by a veteran's emotional support animal while he was on Delta Airlines.
So it was a PTSD dog.
No,
well, it was a veteran.
This is a veteran, but it's not a service.
It's an emotional support.
It's an emotional support.
So PTSD,
difference.
Though, isn't that emotional support?
Well, PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder. So he...
That would be a service then, right?
No. The veteran had PTSD. The veteran had... He had psychological trauma. The dog...
Is the emotional support dog.
Which is not a service dog.
Okay.
A service dog is trained and costs $120,000.
So his PTSD wasn't as severe as getting an emotional support. So he got an emotional support
dog. The veteran just could not afford or was not given
a
legit
service dog.
So he apparently brought his own emotional support animal.
Because that's the emotional support animal is any animal of your choice,
anything.
Right?
We've heard of hamsters for fuck's
right,
sake.
It's your choice.
We had snakes. There was actual boa constrictors.
Whatever happened to Xanax is
Yeah.
I always say, isn't that your emotional support animal?
Valium.
Barbiturates.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. So.
Benzodiazepam.
So this emotional support animal, not to be confused with service animal.
Of a veteran.
Belonging to a veteran.
Okay.
Was on board this flight back in June 2007. Jackson was sitting in a window seat. I think that might be the veteran.
2017.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, 2017. You are correct. Hang on. Reported that Jackson is accusing the defendant. Okay, so Jackson was sitting in the window seat and the dog was sitting next to him. So you have a dude named Jackson in the window seat. You have a dog in the center seat. And Ronald Kevin Mundy is sitting in the far right seat. So there's only 3 seats. So you have Jackson, dog, and Mundy. Those are the 3. And Jackson is the window seat. He's the stranger traveling alone. He was the one that was attacked so brutally, his face is permanently disfigured and scarred.
Oh, so the dog ate his face?
Yes. So, Jackson, who lives in Alabama, bled so profusely, the entire row of seats had to be removed from the airplane the incident.
Yikes.
He suffered lacerations and punctures to his face, as well as his upper body, requiring 28 stitches in addition to ongoing medical treatment. The lawsuit also alleges Jackson has suffered permanent injuries, loss of cessation in areas of his face, physical pain, and suffering. His entire lifestyle has
emotionally
been
distressed.
Oh, Christ, yes.
So now he needs an emotional support animal.
This guy has serious injuries.
So the dog just freaked out and ate the guy's face on a plane.
And chest, yeah. This is a dog that
it had to be big enough to where it would be hard to get the dog off your face,
yeah,
right?
I was trying to see what specific dog this was.
That sounds like it would have to be a pretty big dog.
Yeah, give me
that's
some.
Not a Chihuahua, that's not a Shih Tzu. That's a dude that's getting his face eaten by a dog. So far, this one takes the cake.
I'm honestly thinking
this
the
one, if
same
you get your
exact thing.
Face eaten off.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm not saying that service dogs wouldn't do that or couldn't do that.
Oh,
but they're probably not going to.
A service dog is, those cost a lot of money for a reason. Oh, Jesus. Jesus Christ. I just
found
a little picture.
Oh, so the guy that got his face eaten off by the dog, it looks like he ate his entire nostril and his lip off of his face.
He went in bad. Like,
oh, wow. That was a pretty gross picture, actually.
Yeah. He actually ripped the guy's nose completely off the, what is that called? Like the nostril? Like the nose?
The septum.
Oh, the septum. Okay.
Yeah, that's no longer attached.
If you stuck your thumb into your left nostril and you just lifted up and you just kept lifting.
Pulling.
That is what.
Peeled it off your
just,
face.
Yeah, peel it off. That's what this guy right here could do.
And it's like, my gosh. Oh, his lip is, the big chunk of his lip is missing.
Oh,
the big chunk of his nose is missing.
His.
Oh, by his eye.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Oh, that dog really ate his face.
Under his nostril, his upper lip is like gone, like it's
I really hope
there.
That guy
it's
got the emotional
there.
Support he needed from that animal on that flight. Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, what, your emotional support animal
so
can't give anyone else a complex.
Okay, so the guy whose emotional support animal attacked, now he's being sued to high hell. The airline's
absolutely
being sued.
It's
but
your dog.
So now what is he going to do? Does he get another emotional support animal to go through the lawsuits with him?
Or do you think the guy that got his face eaten off gets an emotional support animal?
Oh, it's not a veteran. No, that's not a veteran. That guy's just the dude that got mauled. Yeah, that guy deserves
an emotional support dog.
And $100K at least. At least.
$100K would be, that guy got his face eaten
no,
off.
He's permanently disfigured.
So far, that is the wildest or gone.
Emotional support animal gone,
gone wild.
Yeah, I think that is him.
Ate some guy's face off.
And I think that is the last one we have. Yeah, that's a duplicate article right there. Let me see. There is one more. Let me see if this is a different one. No, it doesn't look like it. It seems like,
well, out of the three that we got,
Jackson, you freaking win.
Yeah.
You win, bro. You win emotional support
animals.
That
first guy
wild.
Just sounds more and more like a pussy every time that we read another.
The three-in-one.
Another
puncture.
Story.
Absolutely.
Because he got a scrape mark on his hand and then it broke the skin and there's a little bit of blood.
But he counts it as all the teeth, even though the other ones just left imprints but didn't puncture.
Or scrape.
Yeah.
They're just, they just imprinted themselves.
Yeah.
That guy's a pussy. The second guy I felt bad for by getting his service dog jumped by two
terrible.
Emotional support
felt
animals.
Absolutely awful.
That sucks.
Especially if he's blind or crippled or like
anything.
Needs the dog to pull
you,
his sleigh.
We discussed
the mall.
This already. If you have an you have a service dog, it's not because you might have a problem.
Right.
It's
right.
Because you have it for a reason.
Yep.
And to take it out, you know, because your two emotional support animals just decided to jump it. You know, because
it's Detroit.
Right.
And your
and that's
animals
what they
were like,
do in
you
in
don't
the mall.
Belong in here, bro.
Right. But the guy that got his face eaten off while on a plane,
There was also the flight attendant who was attacked.
We had four of them. Well, that one sucks too. But
that is rotten.
But that you could see coming a mile away.
Yeah, she could have chucked the peanut. She could have been like,
"There's a dog in the middle.
Dog in the middle.
Just toss it over."
Yeah, Marco Polo.
But dude,
is that what? It's monkey in the middle.
Monkey in the middle. Yeah, you throw it over. The dog would probably jump up and bite it anyways. Yeah,
good. Hey, it's your peanut.
But the guy that got his face eaten off, that was the wildest that they have gone.
Especially when it's not even, he's not there with his family and it's not even his dog. Like, if your dog ate your face.
It's one thing.
It's your dog.
Right.
You should have been better. Yeah. But to have a stranger's dog. You probably deserved
it if it was your dog.
You done fucked up if your dog ate your face on a flight.
Yeah, 100%. If it's your dog, you probably fucking deserved it at that point. You probably did.
But to have the stranger's dog eat your face and your window seat mid-flight.
You finally get a window seat, okay?
Yeah, so first time in your life.
First time in your life. You finally get a window seat.
Extra $80.
To get the window seat.
To get the window seat, you just put your blanket on. You're ready to
put your headphones in.
Yep.
You're ready to just take a nap for a little while. You
downloaded the new Netflix series.
You got your book on Audible that you're just getting read to you while you're staring out over the clouds. And then you get your fucking face eaten off by a dog.
Yep. Yep.
Because the other guy has got anxiety.
Yeah. And he's clearly not watching his emotional support animal.
No.
Because
he's got too much anxiety. That's why the dog's there.
No, that dude's freaking drowning in his Kindle, you know? He's like, "Oh, this book is so good."
He's reading the secret on Audible.
Yeah.
Book from Oprah. He's trying to learn to be a better person.
Yeah, he's trying to stick the dog in between the seats just so he doesn't have to deal with it.
And not only does he snap
he's
at
like,
the...
He's like, "Sit."
He snaps at the stewardess's hand when the peanuts go by. But then he eats the face off of the guy sitting next to you.
Yeah, guy snored one time and that dog's like, "No, fuck this. Fuck this. You are not going to disrespect my seat.
Not here."
Yeah, and then the guy just lets the dog maul the other dude. He's that big of a pussy?
Yes.
He's got too much
anxiety.
Bring me another dog.
I need a cat.
I need a dog for this.
I can't do it. I need another cat or something. The hamster will work.
I guess. Oh my God.
Well, that is all the time that we have here for this week.
Yes, it is. If you're bored enough,
you can always follow us on Twitter or Instagram at filthfromthe80s. If you want to shoot us a text message or leave us a voicemail, it's 248-716-TAP and the number 1. That's 248-716-TAP-1.
Because if you don't tap it,
no one will. For Karma and myself, we apologize for everything and we will see you
next week. We are so sorry, guys. Oh my
Peace.
God.
Peace.
Pat, I just found this other article. It says a man was attacked the day after his support dog was stolen from him. I told you.
I needed him.
I freaking told you.
Oh, it's a cute dog, too. Well, he should have got it sooner.
Yes, he should have.